With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pakistan and India have hinted at de-escalating their current conflict after firing missiles at each other. The two have been locked in hostilities ever since a gun massacre last month that India blames on Pakistan, terrorists coming across the Kashmir border and opening fire. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is aware of and very concerned about those tensions.
The president has expressed he wants to see this de-escalate as quickly as possible. He understands these are two countries that have been at odds with one another for decades.
Pakistan's foreign minister told the local news agency there he also conveyed his message to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio when he contacted him after speaking to New Delhi just hours ago, said they are apparently working toward at least a temporary reconciliation. President Trump says not all countries are going to get as good of a trade deal as the one the U.K. struck up with the U.S. this week.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on U.K. cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Trump administration has fired the Librarian of Congress. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt explained why.
There were quite concerning things that she had done at the Library of Congress in the pursuit of DEI and putting inappropriate books in the library for children, and we don't believe that she was serving the interests of the American taxpayer well, so she has been removed from her position, and the president is well within his rights to do that.
Carla Hayden had been the first woman and first African-American to serve as the Librarian of Congress. This is SRN News. A new survey takes a look at the question, what is truth?
Pontius Pilate wasn't the only one who couldn't figure that out, apparently. A new study from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University reveals that 66% of American adults either reject or doubt the existence of any absolute moral truth. The even more devastating result of the CRC poll is that 61% of people who attend Protestant churches in this country also reject or doubt the existence of absolute moral truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over boycotts of Israel playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now, pro-Palestinian groups are organizing efforts to repeal such legislation in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The issue first came to the fore with the establishment of the Palestinian campaign called Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports a FedEx board member has been selected to be the next Postmaster General.
David Steiner is slated to take over control of the U.S. Postal Service as the nation's 76th Postmaster General, pending his successful completion of an ethics and security clearance process. Steiner was CEO of Waste Management and serves on the FedEx Board of Directors. The Trump administration has floated the idea of privatizing the nearly 250-year-old Postal Service amid chronic financial challenges. Postal unions have protested any potential privatization. They also expressed concern over Steiner's potential conflict of interest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hawaii's Attorney General's office says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to pay the state $700 million to settle a lawsuit over the efficacy and safety of the blood thinner Plavix. More on these stories at srnnews.com.